Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint, powered by Manx Telecom.
Good evening. It's 5:30 and this is Update from Manx Radio, a 30-minute look at the latest news on the Isle of Man, plus background to the news, Manx sport, business, sea watch and travel updates, and the newsmakers in person. Tonight, will the teachers be going on strike? The bug that's caused havoc across the west of the island. We got news from the UK general election and the man who served Jerby, Andreas and Balaf, since 1973, is going to retire.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And first of all, at 29 minutes before 6, the news headlines. Rhiann Evans.
Andy. The Department of Education, Sport and Culture has released a statement following the meeting of four teaching unions yesterday. Hundreds gathered at the Comus Hotel to discuss how things would proceed in their dispute with the DESC over pay. The statement says pay awards have been linked in agreement with all teaching unions to those in England and Wales for many years. Peel Cloth Workers Primary School is asking parents not to send their children into school if they're not 100% well. It comes in the wake of reports that more than 100 staff and students are currently off sick with viral or flu-type symptoms. Vacancies outweigh job seekers in the hospitality industry, according to member of the Department for Enterprise, Laurie Hooper, MHK. This year, 179 work permit exemptions for temporary workers were applied for, but only 56 were taken up. From further afield, the poet, critic and broadcaster Clive James has died at his home in Cambridge, aged 80. His TV shows made the Australian-born star a household name in the 1980s and 90s. Stephen Fry has called him one of his heroes. A production company says celeb chef Gary Rhodes died suddenly during a break in filming for an upcoming TV series. He was well known for programmes including MasterChef, Ready Steady Cook and Hell's Kitchen. And Labour and the Conservatives are arguing about the future of the NHS on the latest day of the general election campaign. Jeremy Corbyn claims he has documents revealing the health service is to be discussed during trade talks with the United States. Boris Johnson insists it's not true. Those are your headlines. I'll have more for you at 6. I'm Rhiann Evans, Manx Radio News.
Man Benham Advocates. Call us on 639 350 or follow us on Facebook.
It's 27 minutes before 6 now on Update.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
The word from Ronaldsway Met Office, there's a strong wind warning in operation overnight across the North Irish Sea. A dry evening on island and increasingly cloudy with heavy rain on a moderate north-northwesterly through the night. 7 degrees the overnight minimum temperature. For Thursday, Jourdain, a wet morning, it will clear to leave a drier and brighter end to the day. The wind will come fresh to strong from the northeast, and we're up to 9 degrees. Friday, Jahenya, a cold start with frost in sheltered spots, then dry with lots of sun and a light northeasterly breeze. 7 degrees, the top temperature on Friday. The weather outlook for the weekend, dry, sunny and cold through the weekend. Sunset was at 4:04. Sunrise in the morning, 8:09. Low water at 6:03 this evening. Your late high water, 4:00 to midnight. And a low tide for Thursday morning, 6:25.
If you have failed double glazing units, Manx Glass and Glazing can help. Call 674-573.
The level of feeling amongst teachers on the Isle of Man was amply demonstrated by the sheer number who turned up for a meeting at Mount Murray last night. All four teaching unions were there, and members of each overwhelmingly indicated they're willing to take strike action if pay negotiations fail. Some of the reactions from the gathering and from today's Man in Line on Manx Radio, starting with the National Executive Member for the NASUWT, Damien McNulty.
What we've presented to them is the historic case and what has happened to their pay in comparison to colleagues off the island and for other public service workers. That's clear in their mind now. They understand what the gap is, and they've said if they get a response or an offer for future pay that they're not satisfied with, then they've given us a very clear mandate about what they would be prepared to do.
I have never, ever, ever in all my time here seen anything like this. I couldn't believe the people coming in and coming in and coming in.
For me, the key driver in all of this, having worked on this island in education for 36 years, is a realisation of how difficult it is to attract teachers to come to the island to work.
If you just roll over and let it happen for years upon years upon years, then you erode the pay of these people, who you then lower the value of them in society. And if you're not paying them, and if you're not going to get the good people coming, they're not going to be able to afford to come and work here for the Isle of Man and do these critical jobs, and that will lower the effectiveness of these services for future generations. So it's not particularly about my pay packet, it's about, well, what for everyone's pay packet and how good children's education is going to be in the future.
And today we'll look at what's happening with the teachers. Big meeting there was last night at the Mount Murray, the Comis. Hello, Rumi.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi, good, thank you. What's your opinion on this?
As far as I'm concerned, there are two important things in the world. One is teaching students, and the second one is health. Now, if we have neither of those, we are a dead country. My opinion is that teachers and nurses have to be paid a proper wage because they are carrying out excellent service for the community. I've heard recently that one or two couples are seriously thinking of leaving the island because their children are not getting education, which is up to their expectations. Now, if that happens, and if they're doctors or lawyers or solicitors, we are not only going to lose these children, but we are also going to lose these professionals from our country. So the budget surplus that occurred last year, which the government announced, was about £30 million. Why can't some of that money be used to pay extra wages to teachers and nurses so that we keep good staff here?
You mentioned that teaching and health, very important, isn't it? I mean, it's no coincidence that they're both almost having recruitment crises, aren't they?
Well, because we are not paying good wages. One, for a start, we haven't got much more than a good life here. When youngsters come to this country, they want nightclubs, they want several other things, which we haven't got. So they don't bother to come here because my children say to me, what's the point in coming there? You've got nothing there, apart from views and country walks. So these are the things we have to balance up. So how do we attract them? By paying them more. If you pay them more, people will come. But if you pay less money, or if you pay the same as England, then you can forget about any more teachers coming, nurses coming, etc., etc.
So you think that problem will get worse?
Oh, it will get worse, Andy. It will get far worse than what we are experiencing now. I can't say it, but I think the problems will escalate if we don't address it soon. And there was a budget surplus, so why not use a couple of million pounds, giving the teachers money and the nurses money? I can't understand it.
Well, finally this afternoon, the Isle of Man government issued a response. Max Radio's Ed Oldham has the details.
The statement in full reads as follows. The Isle of Man government values and respects the professionalism, dedication and commitment of all the teachers on the island. The Isle of Man teacher pay awards have been linked in agreement with all teaching unions to those in England and Wales for many years. As a result, the Department for Education, Sport and Culture increased pay awards for main scale teachers by 3.5% in the last financial year, with middle leaders receiving 2% and school leaders 1.5%. While this arrangement is currently being disputed by two unions, who want 3.5% to be made to all staff, offers made by DESC of both independent arbitration or a court of inquiry have been rejected. All parties agreed that the unions should bring forward an offer prior to the meeting scheduled for the 22nd of November. This meeting was postponed due to a misunderstanding by the unions. DESC has held 4 days of talks with the unions and is currently awaiting details of their pay proposal for next year before the next meeting, scheduled for the 3rd of December. DESC is keen to work with all parties to resolve the issues that have been raised and will be inviting the Manx Industrial Relations Service to attend these meetings.
Manx Radio's update with Andy Wint.
Good evening. It's 20 to 6 on Update. This is Manx Radio, live from the Isle of Man.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
News from Heysham. The Ben McCree departed Heysham at 2:02 this afternoon, arriving any time now in Douglas, turning around and departing at 7:45 this evening to Heysham. Approximate time of arrival, 11:30. Of course, at this time of the year, we only have the Ben McCree, the Steam Packet's Fastcraft Mananim will resume her seasonal services into Liverpool on March 27th next year. The first sailing of the year to Dublin is scheduled for March 28th and for Belfast for the 8th of April. If you think it seems a long time away, Christmas Day is 4 weeks today.
With more than 900,000 special offer seats available during 2020, visit steam-packet.com.
A nasty virus is doing the rounds at the moment, which is having quite an impact in some places on the Isle of Man. For example, more than 100 pupils, 100, as well as some staff members at Peel Clothworkers Primary School, currently off sick. Speaking on Manx Radio's Late Lunch earlier, Dr. John Snelling from the Peel Medical Centre said he'd spoken to about 50 people about the virus this morning alone. He added that he had recent personal experience of it.
I came down with the same sort of thing a few weeks ago, and I know how miserable it is. I spent nearly a week feeling absolutely miserable. The problem is that our reaction to feeling miserable, particularly if we see our child feeling miserable, is to try and get them help straight away. And what that means is that they are obviously calling their GPs, which they've been doing in their droves this morning, but also popping along to meds and even walking into ED. The problem with these colds, these viruses that hit, is that there is very little that doctors can do to make any difference to the course of the treatment. Most patients and most worried parents quite understandably want antibiotics. And it's really important to know that antibiotics do not work in the vast majority of these viral infections. And so we're causing two problems by asking for them, really. One is that you're asking for a drug which isn't going to work terribly well, so you're going to be disappointed and frustrated by that. And secondly, we are beginning to hit a real problem worldwide, actually, with this thing called antibiotic resistance, where we're getting some antibiotics that are becoming less effective for treating the serious infections, things like meningitis and pneumonia, the things we really want to get better very quickly, because otherwise they can cause real problems. And we are now finding that there are certain strains of bacteria which are able to resist these antibiotics. And that's really because over the last few decades, doctors have been over-prescribing, it would appear. And we say over-prescribing because what we're doing is giving antibiotics because we think they might work, but we now know they probably don't work any better than your natural resistance, your antibodies. So coming to the doctor, going to meds, and certainly going to the emergency department, which is named for a reason, it's there for emergencies, all that's going to do is to clog up those departments, and you're going to come home with treatments which are probably not going to work much better than you can get from your local pharmacist.
Manx Radio's Business Briefing. Powered by Y Manx.
6:17 on Manx Radio. In Germany, Audi is set to cut 9,500 jobs. That's 15% of its German workforce in the next 5 years. The move is part of the carmaker's plan to free up €6 billion as Volkswagen's subsidiary prepares for the transition to electric vehicles. At the same time, they reckon to create 2,000 jobs in new areas such as electric mobility and digitalization. The announcement follows Daimler, which recently announced its plans to lose more than 1,000 jobs by the end of 2022. In Basingstoke, in rural Hampshire in England, Della Rue, the company that prints the UK's banknotes, is at risk of collapse after its half-year results showed the loss of £9.2 million, and they print the notes. Della Rue lost the tender to print the UK's dark blue post-Brexit passport to a Franco-Dutch competitor. It employs more than 2,500 people globally and currently prints all of the Bank of England's banknotes in Debden in Essex. In May of this year, Della Rue had to write off £18 million when the Bank of Venezuela didn't pay its bills.
WiMAX. Technology, communications, services. Find out more on 641199 or visit wimanx.com today.
The latest from the markets now from Ramsey Crookall. Here's what's happening. UK and European stocks were higher and amid optimism over the China-US trade talks. American stocks rose slightly, building on their record setting run after the release of stronger than forecast economic data. The dollar pushed higher against the euro, boosted by yet more talk of a deal to resolve the US-China trade dispute. Oil fell after a report showing US crude inventories grew, and gold fell as the equities climbed to record levels bolstered by hopes of, you got it, the US-China trade deal. In corporate news today...
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
British American Tobacco gained ground after saying it expects full-year adjusted operating profit and revenue growth to be in the upper half of its long-term guidance range, driven by strong results in the US. Rival Imperial Brands racked up even stronger gains. On the downside, specialty chemicals company Johnson Matthey was in the red as Liberum slashed its price target on the stock to 3,500 from 4,000p, following its company's first half results earlier this month and cut its earnings per share estimate. On the markets at the close, the FTSE 100 was up a third of a percent at 7,429. The DAX in Frankfurt up a third of a percent at 13,287. In New York, shortly after 5 o'clock, the Dow Jones was up slightly at 28,121. The NASDAQ Tech Stocks Index up half a percent at 8,688. And the S&P 500 in Chicago up a quarter of a percent at 3,148. On the exchange markets, the pound was worth $1.28.7 and €1.17. And the commodities market, of the 23 traded commodities, the most important two, gold up a third of a percent at $1,454 per ounce, and a barrel of Brent crude down 2.25% at $62.64.
When it comes to investing for the future and that all-important personal service, look no further than the award-winning team at Ramsay Crookall. Ramsay Crookall is the island's largest firm of stockbrokers and investment managers, and have been servicing the investment community with a broad range of services for over 70 years. For that all-important personal touch and financial expertise, contact Ramsay Crookall. Telephone 673-171. Call into Securities House, Athol Street, or visit our website, ramsaycrookall.com. Ramsay Crookall are members of the London Stock Exchange and licensed by the Financial Services Authority.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom. MT ClearSound. Personalise how you hear your mobile phone conversations.
13 minutes to 6 on update on Manx Radio. Across the water, political tensions have been building up ahead of the UK general election on Thursday, December 12th. Dolan Mercer joins me in the update studio. Dolan, fast am I. It's all to do with the NHS, is that right?
Fast am I, Andy. Yes, the mudslinging is well and truly underway. Just over a fortnight before the UK goes to the polls on Thursday, the 12th of December. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn says he's obtained government papers which he claims prove the NHS will be part of trade negotiations with the United States after Brexit.
If you watched the first TV debate between me and Boris Johnson, you'll see me hold up these censored, blacked-out reports. Pages and pages of censored, blacked-out reports of secret US and UK talks about breaking open our NHS to US corporations and thus driving up the cost of medicines.
The UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson was asked about those claims.
Talking about the election campaign, today Jeremy Corbyn has produced a document which appears to prove that healthcare has been discussed.
It appears is well judged.
Yeah, there are lines in that document that do appear to confirm that healthcare has been discussed in trade talks with the US. So why should people trust you when you say it won't be discussed?
Because it's total nonsense. And this is brought up time and again by the Labour Party as a distraction from the problems that they're having, particularly with the absence of leadership on stamping down on anti-Semitism in the Labour Party, and also absence of leadership on the EU.
The Conservatives say the documents relate to discussions which took place before Boris Johnson was Prime Minister. Where the truth lies remains unclear. Elsewhere, the Scottish National Party's launched its manifesto. At the launch, Nicola Sturgeon accused Boris Johnson of being dangerous and unfit for office. And Nigel Farage has been basically claiming there are worse things to worry about with Jeremy Corbyn than anti-Semitism.
Completely in denial. His friendships with Hamas, his friendships with Hezbollah. I mean, a very, very extreme cult has taken over the Labour Party.
Manx Radio Sport.
With Chris Cave.
Faster, my good evening. We'll start with hockey in Backersby. We'll find out who they'll be facing in the semi-finals of the mixed plate later. Third-tier side Castletown Camags take on overwhelming favourites Saracen Sabres for a place in the last four. Sabres won Rossborough Mixed Division 1 this season at a canter, winning all 10 of their matches and scoring 79 goals in the process. Tonight's match will push back at 7:35 at King William's College. Motorsport, and following another dominant year in road racing, Peter Hickman's Smiths Racing Team have been promoted to official BMW Motorrad team for the 2020 international road racing season. 2019 has been another standout year for the 32-year-old, bringing his tally of TT victories to 5, with wins in the Superbike and Superstock races and further glory on the Smiths Racing Trooper Triumph in the second Monster Energy Supersport race. Further afield, Unai Emery has hit out at claims that he's lost the support of the Arsenal dressing room. It's understood star players such as Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Alexander Lacazette are refusing to sign new deals while the Spaniard remains in charge of the club. They've won just 4 of their 13 Premier League games this season, but Emery is adamant he's the right man to turn things around. Liverpool and Chelsea can both qualify for the last 16 of the Champions League if they win their matches later. The Merseysiders host Italian club Napoli, while Frank Lampard's side travel to Valencia in one of the evening's early kick-offs. British heavyweight boxer Dillian White will return to action against Poland's Mariusz Wasz next weekend. He's on the undercard of Anthony Joshua's world title rematch with Andy Ruiz Jr. in Saudi Arabia. That's your sport this evening.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
Nothing to report on the Matrix signs this evening across the Isle of Man. No fog to report on the mountain. Elsewhere on the roads, Sathkey and Douglas, the Millennium Bridge is going to be closed from 8 o'clock tonight till 6. They're checking the mechanism. It's closed from the junction with Parade Street to Sathkey. Should be finished by 6, if not before. Rodfell Road in Port Arran, temporary 24-hour two-way traffic signals in operation to enable gas main repairs in Port Arran. The temporary 24-hour two-way traffic signals in Rencullen continue for the culvert repairs. Laxey, of course, is, well, it's Laxey. It's open, that's all I can say, during the closure of the roads. Temporary 24-hour traffic signals between Green's Garage and Ardriot after the tree problems, potential landslip there. Temporary two-way 24-hour signals at Bayminorca Crossroads for drainage investigation works. And, of course, Glen Road, continuing closure through till they reckon the early part of February next year. King Edward Road, Gradle to Onken, Onken to Gradle. Three-way 24-hour traffic signals in operation to enable railway works. All the information is at manxradio.com for trains, planes, boats, buses, roadworks and the saga of Douglas Promenade. And that community tab's got 18 webcams on it if you want to take a look. The news from Ronald's Way. The 5:10 to London City, the BA flight, left 35 minutes late at 6:15. The 5:25 Dublin left 10 minutes early. Later flights to Edinburgh, Manchester, Liverpool and Gatwick reported on time.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions, 670-145.
Good news, Manx National Heritage appointed a private firm to manage its portfolio of holiday accommodation on the Isle of Man. Island Escapes have signed a 5-year contract to run and market a series of properties, including Antaitult in the north, Eerie Cushlin in the west, and the hostel-style accommodation on the Calf of Man. Bookings are now open on Island Escapes' website, except for the Calf reservations, which don't open until the new year. Now, not much lasts from 1973 to today. Well, the man who served as clerk of 2-3 authorities in the north of the island for almost half a decade will step down next year. John Quayle is 80 and has managed the books at Jerby Commissioners since 1973, later taking on roles at authorities in neighbouring Andrus and Balaff. Farmer and captain of the Jerby Parish, John Quayle, at his age, said he felt it was time to pack up and will step down in February. Our local Democracy reporter Ewan Gorn asked him if he remembered what happened at the very first commissioners' meeting.
Well, when I was given the position, the chairman came with 2 cardboard boxes to me with all that belonging to Jerby, and I had to go through it and sort it out. The cash book, everything was written by hand, still is, and the ledger is still there, and that's from year one sort of thing when the local authorities in the parish had started, which was 1894.
So this ledger's 100, well, what would it be, 125
yes.
years old?
Yeah, and at the very beginning of that, it's about almost 3 inches thick. It's leather bound. And the first few years, there wasn't much going on. So you had the income and the expenditure on the one page. And that page did for 2 years until eventually it got on. And now you've got the page on the left for income, the page on the right for expenditure. But there's still enough pages in that that'll do at least another 100 years.
Do you think you'll miss it?
Lots of people have asked me that. No, when I gave up Balaff 2 years ago, I went to the new clerk with my van and I had several boxes with all most of the stuff in anyway. I knocked on the door and I presented her with one box and she said, "Is that all?" I said, "No, you want to see me van?" So she came out and she got the husband to come out. We carried all this in her house and she said, "I didn't realise it was that much." I said, "There's a little bit more at home yet. And there's a bit up in my attic that you haven't had, but it's not needed." And when I left there, I felt a weight coming off my shoulders because the responsibility had gone for that parish. So I don't know. I might be in cloud nine when I give the other three up. I don't know. Maybe have to tie me by the leg to keep me down.
Well done, Mr. Quayle. The search is now on for a new clerk to Andrus and Jerby commissioners, as well as the Northern Parishes Refuse Collection Board. Maybe you're interested. That's it for Update Tonight, compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department. Thanks to our newsreader, Rhiann Evans, and producer, Sarah Hendy. I'm Andy Wint, and Update is back tomorrow evening at 5:30. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.